Good morning, everyone. Talk Radio 930 WTAD. Oh, she's wearing your pearls today, Laura Sievert. You look like Barbara Bush. Not that you look like her at all, but you kind of look like Barbara Bush today. You're bringing me Barbara Bush vibes.
Oh, that's interesting.
I respect and admire her very much, so that's a good thing.
I actually really love pearls, and it's funny you mentioned that because I was just talking about it with somebody else. I'm like, I don't know why people don't wear more pearls. My pearls. These are like pink ones.
I know.
But like real light pink. I mean, they look white from the distance, and they're light pink. They make me happy.
Okay.
On a rainy day.
Pink pearls make Laura Sievert happy, and that's all that matters. She's here for Arts Quincy in her pink pearls and her beautiful Clutch My Pearls, What a Sneaky Thing to Do kind of necklace. And we're going to talk about all the great things that are happening at Arts Quincy. My printer didn't work this morning, so I couldn't print out your fabulous cavalcade of adventures, but you can run it down because there's a lot going on. I think it starts with Blues in the District, doesn't it?
Sure does. It's still Blues in the District time, which means it's not the end of summer yet, everybody. You'll have to excuse, I got a little frog in my voice today. Apparently, my fall allergies have decided to come a little early. Blues in the District, this Friday, 5:30 to, you know, about 9:30 in Washington Park. It's the season finale. It is Rick Berthaud, is that how you say it?
I have no idea.
I think so. You know blues. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be great, high energy blues music. And always lots to do. Big Bros Barbecue will be there, a personal favorite of mine. TCBY, Fruitopia, CC's Coffee and Expressions by Christine. Christine always has some cool stuff too. She's been doing a lot of Blue Devil and Raider gear.
Yeah.
But she also does the little kid stuff. So my kids are at Baldwin, so I got Baldwin Flyer shirt from her recently. I don't know if she'll have that down there, but she can always do that stuff. And then the Children's Museum, who's been there all summer long, has been taking stuff
and
out.
And was our next guest
so
on
she'll
the
talk
Mary
about that.
Griffith Show. Yeah.
Yeah, so she'll talk about that. But there's a lot to do, and they're trying to make sure it's family-friendly as well. So come on down for this free Quincy tradition. It's the last one of the summer. Don't miss it.
Thousands of people show up in Washington Park. It's probably one of the best attended because there's multiple incarnations of it.
Right.
I mean, 10 to 15,000 people probably go to this over the summer.
I'd say that's probably accurate. And, you know, what's great about it is it's always remained free. There's no cost to attend. This week for August, we're getting off pretty light on the temperature. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you haven't been to Blues in the District, this is your last chance this year. Get there Friday. It starts at 5:30, goes until 9:30 right here at Washington Park. Just bring your lawn chair and you can bring your own cooler and they have food there and stuff. You know, you can do whatever you want.
Absolutely. Do whatever you want. That's a good sales.
As long as the police aren't looking, just do whatever you want.
Anything.
But little kids like it too.
Yeah. Little kids listen. I when I take my kids, I kind of go for the first hour or so, and then I scoot, and it's good. It's good. Too much stimulation, people. Get them some barbecue, and then they can be good to go.
Yeah. Get a blanket. Mom can walk the perimeter and see everybody.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay.
Next up, we have Quincy Arts Center with a new reception. It is Connections. It's all local pieces. So they are moving to a format where they're doing more local art calls, which I just love. I want to see more Quincy artists on those walls. It's great to have out-of-town artists, of course, but I love to see my friends and neighbors and what they're up to in the art world. They've got this reception coming up on Friday from 7 to 9 there at 1515 Jersey. Since it is a local call, it is mixed media, so there's all kinds of different things from sculpture to painting to fiber and all of those things. And a lot of the artists have included statements or stories about the artwork so you can find out, you know, a little bit about what they're thinking and what inspired the piece. The show is on display now through October 26th. And lots of real new good and exciting things coming from Quincy Arts Center.
And the reception is this Friday night, right?
Reception is this Friday. Yeah. It's 7.
Those are always fun to go to.
They are. Wait, what is today's date? Yeah, no, that's right. I forgot what day it was.
No, you're as bad as me. Scott has now been forced to ask me every morning, do you know what day it is, and have you taken your meds? So,
I took a week off. You know, I went to Alabama. Some of you that follow the show enough might know.
You and went now to I'm space camp.
Space camp. It was amazing.
And she became a space cadet.
And I'm just never going to dig out. Like, I was gone 1 week, And I am still answering emails, and it's funny.
Why don't you just pretend that you're up at the space station like those two astronauts
that are stranded?
That are
yeah.
stranded up there.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Their church, two of them belong to the same church, so they've been having like mobile services and stuff.
Hysterical.
Can you imagine?
Like, hysterical.
You could do electronic giving. I can hear the preacher.
Funny.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know,
the Venmo from space?
Yeah, can you Venmo? We're kind of missing your contribution down here. But
that's funny.
Isn't that an interesting conundrum? You know, of course, they're probably happy in a way because they're doing the thing they love the most. They're in space.
Yeah.
But at some point in time, it's like, okay, now I've missed my kid's first day back to school, or my wedding anniversary has come and gone, and when will I get home?
Well, and what's interesting is there are people who were supposed to go up who are going to be delayed now, and, you know, there may be people who don't get to go to space at all because of
right.
how that's all going down. So it's really interesting.
And, you know, bone loss and stuff. I mean, of course you want a safe way to get home. You don't just send up something and we'll just hope it doesn't explode. So
I'd say stay as long as you can. It's like an extended house guest.
As long as I'm here and I'm okay.
Well, and while we were at space camp, my kids and I and my husband all got to go on the they have a life-size model mock-up of the International Space Station, and my kid did missions on the International Space Station, and actually had a real astronaut, Ken Cameron, who's piloted like 5 shuttle missions, was there. So really, really cool. And he got to talk about like the shuttle Atlantis and all of his missions up into space, and like hang out with my kids. So we had a good summer.
Space camp on your agenda for next summer. But first, back
but
to
first,
what's happening.
By next summer, maybe I'll be dug out of the emails that I missed. Maybe.
As she takes another healthy sip of her Harvest Ridge coffee.
That's right.
Yes.
Next up, we have Sunday Music Series. This one is our very first kickoff of the Sunday Music Series season. It is, of course, Sunday at 4 p.m. It's going to be at First Union Congregational Church, which is there at 12th and Main. Doris Sanders is going to be singing. She's a soprano, and she's doing a show she's calling Unexpected Songs. And really sort of running the gamut of pieces. So she's got This Place Is Mine from The Phantom. She's doing Quiet Please, There's a Lady on Stage, which is a tribute to Judy Garland. The Flower Duet from the opera, from an operetta, and a lot of really neat, neat pieces. She is accompanied by Hedy Rothfuss, who's a pianist, and then Lisa Blake, who's a mezzo-soprano and also a flute player, and Michelle Bickhaus, who is a soprano and my kids' piano teacher. So,
yeah.
So
all very talented people on one stage, and it's absolutely free of charge, Sunday afternoon at 4 at 12th and Main.
Yep.
And again, you can bring your kids to this. I mean, this is not as child-friendly as some, but, you know, sit towards the back where you have an exit.
I was going to say, that's what I've always done.
Just, you know, if the kids get a little bit too rambunctious, okay, then take them out and let them run around the block and come back. You know, it's
my kids have been going to these since they were about 3. It really is. It's a matter of if they have a 15-minute attention span, take them for 15 minutes because it's only going to expose them to amazing music, great musicians, and something you can't see anywhere else. So highly recommend all year long. It's once a month. We talk about it every month here, but we have the schedule on artsquincy.org. Always free and always interesting and always high-quality music.
Okay. And the John Anderson Film Festival is this weekend. And a lot of people, about 50 people went 2 weeks ago, and many people have come to me and said, I missed it. I said, that's okay. You have opportunity number 2.
That's right.
This is a 2-part thing. John Anderson was born in Clayton, Illinois, but he grew up here in Quincy. He did a movie here called A House Divided, which I remember being in as a child. He's most famous for his like Gunsmoke, Bonanza. He was in everything.
MASH,
MacGyver. For his whole career, from the time he was a very young man to a very old actor, he was in all kinds of very popular television shows. But he also did some movies, and The Hallelujah Trail is one of his comedies. And so they're going to be showing that. That's a little bit different than most of his Western genre, or like MASH, where he always played the hard-nosed general, you know, kind of thing. So that's going to be at 2 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. So please don't miss that. You know, a lot of people missed it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And
I was going to see if I had anything to add, but I think you pretty much covered it.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm just a big enthusiast
no,
you were
very
for John
excited.
Anderson, you know?
Yeah, so it is this Sunday. It's at 2 p.m. at the Quincy Senior and Family Resource Center there at 6th
and York.
York. Yeah. And the Historical Society's put on this great, great thing. And like you said, a lot of folks, and that's the way a lot of multi-week events go in Quincy. You hear about everybody having fun the first week, and you think, I'm not going to miss the second one. So don't miss it. You can get more information by calling the Historical Society at 222-1835, which is the only phone number I have memorized in Quincy anymore.
Because that was the year the John Wood Mansion was built.
I know, and it just sticks, right?
It just sticks. So, and, you know, I read the community calendar this morning, and there's about three things on Sunday that are all at the same time. And I just wish we could all get together and quit having everything that competes with each other.
The fall
because
is always...
the League of Women Voters is having their 100th anniversary of the Seneca Talks, and that's at 2. And then John Anderson's at 2. And then the Sunday Music Series is at 4. And you can actually make it to... You know, you could go to John Anderson and still make it to the Sunday Music Series. You could go to League of Women Voters and make it to the Sunday Music Series. I just wish that every once in a while we would have things start at 11 or start at noon, maybe. You know,
you can't be doing that on the Sunday in Quincy, Illinois.
It's Sunday.
You don't do nothing before noon on Sunday in Quincy, Illinois.
Okay,
Mary, that's how it goes. It is true. The fall, especially September or October, is always our most busy time. But the way that you get to follow all of that and figure out which ones you're going to is, I would suggest that artsquincy.org calendar. If I haven't mentioned late, look at she was doing his face. She's like, yeah, that's a good idea. our new calendar, I don't talk about it enough because I really love it. If you push one little button in the corner of the calendar, it will add it to your Outlook calendar or your Google calendar or whatever you use. It has like 10 different kinds of calendar applications, and it will add it straight into your calendar. And that's the only way I can keep track of my life.
Okay.
I'm like, I want to go to the Sunday Music Series. Click, and it's in my calendar, and I know about it.
Arts Quincy, making it easy for you. Artsquincy.org.
Org.
And join them, give them some money, become a member, and you'll reap many rewards. Quincy Children's Museum, man, I get so excited every time I see Amy Peters because what she is doing there is just fantastic. They're going to be in Carthage this Saturday. We're going to learn all about it. First, we'll take this break. We're looking forward to Peanut Day. Fred Knothold will be my guest in the coming weeks, and we'll talk about Peanut Day. But Amy Peters is here.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. Last time we saw each other, we were at the Knights of Columbus Barbecue Carnival and trying to herd cats, these little kids going everywhere. And I told him I was too afraid to ride on the rides, and that's just because I'm too cheap to pay for anything. I'll pay for the kids, but not for myself. So... that was fun.
It was fun.
And I'm like, now, Amy, you provide all this entertainment through the Children's Museum free of charge, and here you are out there spending copious amounts of money on this carnival.
I know.
But you got to do it.
Yeah. My brother is always in the demolition derby at the fair, so I took my big kids to that, and I promised the little ones that I would take them to the barbecue.
Well, you got to do it. You got to do it. But one of the things that made me realize when I saw you there was, wow, I have been to so many activities in the past year where the Quincy Children's Museum has been there with absolutely free of charge, all kinds of stuff, just out in a park, and you're going to be in Carthage this Saturday up at the Legacy Theater, and it's mm-hmm. and that the show at the Legacy costs money,
mm-hmm.
but the pre-show is all free, courtesy of the Quincy Children's Museum. How are you funding all of this?
So a lot of our community events now, there is somewhat of a fee that's covered by a sponsor or by someone at the event. But a lot of our programming, that educational outreach, is kind of, I fundraise for it, to be able to offer those programs at low cost to partner organizations, or if they're aligned with kind of our mission, in some instances we can go there and just be there, like you said, as a courtesy. But we never like to be at events where they're going to charge families to come and play. And so we try to keep our fees very reasonable for those partner orgs if they want to have us come out to a community event. But we just started charging for that in January. So for the first 3 years, it was... we just showed up and smiled, but...
Well, you have to. I mean, there's a cost associated with this. And mm-hmm. there's a lot of companies and businesses and even some not-for-profit organizations that say, well, you know, I mean, we want to attract a crowd, and this is one way to attract the crowd. The other thing is, play is learning, and mm-hmm. we've had some of your specialists on.
Mm-hmm.
Because you employ people who literally understand that play is learning. Mm-hmm. And that's what the Quincy Children's Museum is all about. We better tell everybody where the Children's Museum is, because,
yep.
I mean, I feel like, well, everybody knows, but it's right here on 4th Street, mm-hmm. just between Maine and Hampshire.
Yes.
And when are you open?
So we are open 6 or 7 days a week. I always tell people, check our social media, check our website, quincychildrensmuseum.org. Our hours do fluctuate a little bit every month. Try to base on demand and our available staffing. This summer we had a lot of college students and some educators that were working with us, and so a lot of them went back to school, and so staffing-wise, we don't have as many people here in the fall working. But for right now, our hours are pretty consistent throughout the year or throughout the month. In terms of every Monday morning, it's 5 and under from 9 till noon. Every Tuesday and Thursday, we're open 9 to 5. Fridays, 9 to 5. Wednesdays are kind of, you never know. We've got some support groups. We've got some special activities. So sometimes we're closed on Wednesdays. Saturdays are always 9 to 3:30, and Sundays are always 12 to 3:30.
Okay. But do check social media, because if they're doing a huge event somewhere, they may not have enough mm-hmm. volunteers. You know, this is an organization that is struggling to make sure that its mission is achieved at the highest level. You're not doing anything half, I almost said a cuss word. You're not doing anything lackadaisically.
Yeah.
How's that for rescuing myself, Amy?
Yeah.
You're doing really, really high quality stuff, and you're changing your exhibits, even though you don't have a permanent home yet.
Yeah.
You're changing out your exhibits so that when people go to different things out in the public, like this thing in Carthage at the mm-hmm. Legacy Theater during the noon hour time frame this Saturday, and everybody can come up there and be part of it. It's absolutely free of charge. Or if they just come to an event like at Blues in the District.
Yeah.
It's amazing. There's yeah. always something new. You're always cycling in
yeah.
something.
And I, you know, you said the word there that we're struggling. I almost would say no, like we're joyfully, you know, innovating and being creative. That's part of our mission. And, you know, for other museums in the field and for us as an organization, it's important to us that, you know, we only have... We have a limited population here in this region, and we want to stay innovative so that our member families can continue coming back, and so that our visitors, you know, every time they come, it's something new for the kids to discover. You know, even if that means just adding some new props to an exhibit that we already have, or if it's bringing in a whole new experience, it really, for me, as someone that likes to create and do different things, it keeps me and my ADHD happy.
Well, we're going to talk about some of the brand new things that are coming up, but first we have to take a break. We're going to head up to the Ursa Farmers Cooperative and hear from them about our farm markets here at 941. But when we come back, lots and lots of new mm-hmm. being planned at the Quincy Children's Museum, which is on North 4th Street between Maine and Hampshire. It's right there on the square. And they're open every day pretty much except Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And they have some special things just for really little kids and some things more for the, you know, the tween crowd. So just check it out on their social page and find out what fits best for your family. It's 9:42. So we know that the Quincy Children's Museum will be there before that show, again, offering free of charge to the children and the adults, you know, a chance to play. What is new and exciting now at the Quincy Children's Museum? There's always something happening.
Yes, there's always something.
You're
going
right on that
there.
Microphone there. Amy
oh,
and I
sorry.
Were talking, and she got mispositioned.
Yeah, so there is always something exciting going on there and something new, like I was sharing. But our upstairs is called our Discovery Loft, and every other month we switch out that exhibit. Some of the exhibits have been sponsored by our local Kiwanis clubs, and this one we have right now is called the Hay Loft, and that was really a community effort. We put a wish list out there and asked our friends in here in the community to donate, and they made that possible. But this next one is called the Family Dinner Project, and this is an exhibit that will be up starting the first week of September through Halloween. Maybe a couple of days afterwards. I haven't looked at the October calendar to see when we'll reset. But this exhibit is made possible thanks to the Tracy Family Foundation. It is a partnership with the Family Dinner Project, which is a, I probably want to say, a global initiative.
It's very popular. A wide variety of people in the tri-states participate in it.
Yeah, so we have been a part of this cohort before and done events that kind of focus on the importance of having family dinner. But family dinner doesn't exactly mean exactly what that says.
It has changed from 2024 to when I...
It has changed a little bit.
Boy, 1964, my family dinner looks very different than 2024, that's for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, as a parent of five kids that are busy and active, we know that sometimes we don't all get to sit around the table and eat dinner together. Sometimes it's breakfast, sometimes it's a snack, sometimes it's just, you know, in passing or doing shifts, my husband taking a couple kids, and we know not everybody can do that, but we want to show kids that, you know, there's some opportunity to have fun and to have food. So I've been getting these exhibits, some of them delivered to my house, and they are approved by my children. My daughter is going to be very
research
sad.
Group. Yeah.
They really are, but my daughter will be very sad that it's not at her disposal anymore, especially my four-year-old. But we've gotten a lot of this food that's made by artists all over the country that will be at the museum that the kids can play with. They'll have tables.
It's not real food.
It's not real food.
It's the old plastic food we used to play with.
This,
but it's better. This is fancy.
Some of it is plastic. Some of it is this felt food that really looks like you could eat. So we'll have the sanitizer and the cleaning products on short leash.
Please don't eat the fake food.
They will. But we'll have a lot of really neat opportunities for families to, you know, maybe you don't get to have dinner at home that night, but you get to play with your kids and sit around and the kids can cook the meal. I'm doing air quotes here. You all can't see that, but they can cook the meal and serve up the food. But really, it's about having those intentional moments with your family, whoever that is, however that looks.
And so they're playing. Mm-hmm. But then this can transcend, because if you go to this loft experience by the Tracy Family Foundation and have this, quote, meal together where the kids prepare your meal and serve it to you. You could even pretend you're at a restaurant, I guess. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you can pretend you're at home. And then later on, when you get to your house, maybe you could sit down with your spouse and say, now listen, this was great. Let's recreate this in real time, in mm-hmm. real life. We've got to set aside one moment. I don't care what it is. You've got to find 1 hour where you're all going to sit together around the same table and enjoy real food.
Yeah. Turn the screens off.
Put
the phone away.
Make something easy enough for the kids to make, you know, it is something that everybody can get involved in.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so important. We have lost. There's always a trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't have a lot of the opportunities. I was a Girl Scout and I played with my kids in my neighborhood baseball. But at dinner time, those things were over.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've got kids on travel teams that are gone on weekend to play soccer. You've got kids that are in dance that, you know, their dance thing lasts for 3 hours because they're really advanced. Sitting down like I used to sit down to. I mean, I know I'm old, but we sat down every night and we had dinner together.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't really happen anymore.
Yeah, it definitely looks different.
It looks different, but it doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
It can still have that sense of family, because that's where we all came together. That's where we related our day.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to sit like I did, like we did, you know, back in the 1960s, you know, dinette thing there. Oh, it was just great, you know, those old chairs. Oh, man. Now, I wish I still, you know, that set would be worth probably $3,000 now, if, you know, you could have that.
Yeah.
But it was a time when everybody was together, and we don't have that togetherness.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we can play together. Maybe we can start to be together.
Yeah. And what I love about the museum is you'll see different kiddos from different families playing together. You'll have, and I think that's what's so neat, is you'll see some kids will be the leader and some kids will be the, you know, they've put on these different roles. And I think this this exhibit in particular, I don't know, I'm not going to speak for all parents, but like, it's fun. It's fun. The tables will be, the adults can sit at these tables and, you know, be silly and be a kid again and, you know, just have fun and pretend that you're eating a
rhinoceros
roll for dinner.
Yeah, rhinoceros toes and giraffe necks
yeah.
and, you know, all that kind of stuff that, yeah. you know, you can, your kids can always make, mm-hmm. you know, hippopotamus snouts, you know, all kinds of things
yep.
because you're just pretending.
yep.
And you also, frankly, kids aren't getting the right nutrition anymore. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, yeah, while everybody wants chocolate cake for dinner, I mean, there's good things to talk about here. Yep. You know, what could we make out of this that would be good?
Yeah.
You know?
Up in our Discovery Loft, we always like to include a lot of literacy components. So I've got some great educators on my team, like you shared. I've had them make us wish lists before of what books to add, but I think we've brought in like 40 different books with different cultural foods and different traditions and silly things for picky eaters. So lots of different books that you can find a spot up there and cozy up and read as well.
Okay. What else is happening at the Quincy Children's Museum?
Oh,
I mean, that's enough.
Yeah, always something. I was kind of looking at our calendar and...
You're going to be out and about a lot.
We do. We have a lot of things coming up this fall. You shared in Carthage. I don't quite have as many field trips scheduled yet, but I think we'll give the educators a few weeks, and I'm sure they'll be calling. But yeah, just looking forward to kind of what we have going on. There's always our Discovery Trail out behind John Wood Community College that's available for families to come and check out. And
talk a little bit more about that
yeah.
because we've talked about it in the past, but you know, as you know,
yep.
you don't hear every Mary yeah. Griffith show. You don't
no.
hear every time Amy Peters says, here's
yep.
what's happening. So that is really, I mean, that's open and accessible and available 24/7.
Yes.
Well, not 24/7,
yep.
but you know, pretty much dawn to dusk.
Yeah. So, behind John Wood, the south end out there of the facility, you'll notice there's kind of an entranceway with some signage. And then you will immediately, if you look to your left, once you find the trailhead, you'll see one of our signs. And they are really nice. They're professionally done, professionally installed, professionally printed signs. You know, we do it right. But right now we're featuring local author Tracy Schlepphorst with Emotion Valley Books. She's been a great partner and a cheerleader for the Children's Museum, I think, since the very beginning, probably before we even existed. I've known Tracy for a long time. And her book is featured in it. She writes these emotion belly books that, you know, kind of try to illustrate and share with kids about these emotions that they're feeling, big, small, whatever they are. And so as you walk along the trail, it's basically the next page of the book. So you read the first page, walk a little bit, read the next page, walk a little bit. So this is our second book that we've had out there. Definitely we'll have more in the future. This is an exhibit that will be there for at least 2 years, if not longer, if John Wood will keep us. But they've been a great partner for us hosting an event out there earlier this summer. And then Miss Tracy's...
Oh, yeah, that was the bubble
bus that came up.
So
fun. And so Tracy's got something up her sleeve for later on this fall. So we're hoping to have another event out there because we had an incredible turnout for that event. So
well, the word is growing that you guys are out and about. And I would just encourage everyone, yes, go to them when they're out. Like at Blues in the District
mm-hmm.
or up in Carthage at the Legacy Theater this Saturday at noon, but come to the museum
yep.
as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very simple. You do have to charge an admission,
mm-hmm.
but talk a little bit about your pricing. And also, we'd never want to let you go without making an appeal for people to perhaps help you with a financial gift.
Yep. So admission to the museum is free for adults this year. Who knows what that will look like in the future, but for right now, it's free for adults. Babies under the age of 1, it's $2, and kiddos under the age of 12 is $5. Now, we do have some programs available for families that may need some support or that admission is a barrier. The cost of admission is a barrier. So we have our Museums for All program. It's generously funded by a couple of local organizations. The QMG Foundation and the Community Foundation right now are partnering with us for that opportunity. But it offers half price admission and memberships. So admission would be $1 if you're babies under the age of 1, and $2.50 for your kiddos that are under the age of 12. Our memberships are $120. That covers all of your kiddos and your family. You can come to the museum 320, 40, 60, however many days we're open, you can come and visit. We offer special member nights and things, but we also offer that membership for half price to qualifying families. So right now, we consider any family that receives EBT, SNAP, WIC, active duty military, foster families. If you're experiencing any kind of a hardship, our staff at the front desk knows. We'd ask you to bring in a photo ID and some kind of proof. We're not going to be investigative journalists looking at that. We believe in the power of play and want your kids to be there. So, you know, if it's ever a barrier, just let staff know and we will get you taken care of.
Okay. Amy, always great when you stop by. We'll talk to you again next month. And folks, go to their website, which is?
It's QuincyChildrensMuseum.org. If you click on the donate button, right now all of our new donations are being doubled. So if you give us $1, we will turn it into $2.
Wow, that is fantastic. Folks, one more reason to give to the Quincy Children's Museum, and one more reason for you to find where they are out and about or come down and visit them on 4th Street here. Thank you so very much. Have a great day.
Thank you.